Here we go again. Another gas doomsayer. I'm no longer surprised at the ignorance of some. This time, a Mark Samter, S-A-M-T-E-R, whoever the hell he is, from financial services company Credit Suisse, who's predicting disaster. And yesterday he claimed the east coast of Australia is facing calamitous gas shortages that could destroy Australian jobs forever. Wake up. He said, if you close a manufacturing plant, that demand and those jobs are gone forever. I don't know how many times I have to say it. That these people, I don't know what planet they're on. Australia has enough identifiable gas to last 184 years. The states don't have to be self-sufficient in gas. Many have never been self-sufficient in gas. That's why we have Mr. Samter. That's why we have interstate pipelines. The only reason there's a gas supply crisis is because we've allowed foreign companies to mine and own our gas. Here we go again. And that includes China. Export most of it to overseas buyers, and then sell what's left over back to us at prices 50% or more than what the foreign buyer pays. Japan gets their gas 65% cheaper, our gas, than the local consumer. This mess could easily be resolved with a sensible national gas reservation policy to reserve a proportion of gas when the issuing of licences occurs, which belongs to Australians, reserve it for Australians at reasonable prices. Other countries have gas reservation policies. The United States policy has powered that nation's economy in the wake of the global financial crisis. A gas reservation policy would slash the cost of manufacturing in Australia, not close down manufacturing and destroy jobs forever. We are being played for mugs by miners, by government, and, with respect to you, Mr. Samter, by ignorant financiers who can't seem to grasp simple facts.